3.3 Limits to Growth Part 2
So, Helen, are you saying that we need to have less growth or no growth at all?
Well, the idea of endless economic growth is obviously a delusion. Economic growth of 2.5% a year sounds modest, but it means that GDP has to double every 30 years or so. You can't keep doing that forever. It's common sense.
Common sense told us we couldn't carry on growing as much as we have in the last 50 years. That's because we couldn't have predicted the technological advances that have made it possible. And who knows what technology we might develop in the future.
And you think, Tony, that that will solve the problem of limited resources?
Well, yes, I do. We keep finding ways to use energy and resources more efficiently. Refrigerators now use half the energy they did 35 years ago. Family cars use half the fuel they did in the 1970s.
Fine, but we can't expect to keep making such huge improvements in efficiency. Our resources will remain limited, and that makes the idea of eternal growth a form of insanity. Look at those images of the Earth from space, and it becomes blindingly obvious. The last year that the global economy was at a level the planet could support was 1983. We're now exceeding that capacity by more than 30%.
Yeah, well, you know, I remain an optimist. What's the alternative? No growth means more unemployment and less social spending because of lower tax revenues. And if the environment needs protecting, no growth means having less money to spend on doing that.
Yes. Well, perhaps you should say something about the alternative, Helen.
The alternative is the steady state economy. And even the great-grandfather of capitalism, Adam Smith, talked about it. He thought that once everyone had reached a reasonable standard of living, our economies would stop growing and reach a steady state. He assumed people would then prefer to spend more of their time on non-economic activities, things like art and leisure and child-rearing.
Yeah, well, good luck with that. It's the happily unemployed fantasy. Fine until you need some money to do something nice with your family.
No, it doesn't mean being unemployed. There would be less work available, but it can be shared out, so we all do fewer hours a week. And as I said, the extra time can bring us much greater happiness.
But people would have much less income.
Yes, but that's not such a problem if people accept they'll have to consume a lot less anyway. We could still buy new stuff, but we'd have to get used to buying a lot less of it and keeping it for longer. It means getting things repaired more instead of throwing them away and getting a new one. That's the way we used to live not so very long ago.
Well, I just can't see it, personally.
Well, I can, so maybe I'm the optimist. And I think it's interesting to ask ourselves what we really want from life. Why are we hooked on producing and buying so much needless stuff? Why do we fill our lives with so much work that we don't have time to enjoy them? It's not as if we ever meant to create such a stressful way of life. So now's the time to look at doing things differently.
You see managing without economic growth as a positive challenge, then?
Yes. We can't go back to the growth rates of recent decades, but it needn't be a depressing prospect. Exploring the alternatives can be exciting. We just need to give up the idea that consumerism is the central purpose of life.
Well, thank you both. That is definitely an issue that isn't going to go away.